Well, now we want to turn to President Trump's musing about opening the country again by Easter to get the economy back on its feet.
I just thought it was a beautiful time. It would be a beautiful time, a beautiful timeline.
So that was it's a great day. The data.
So his basis was on the fact that it was a beautiful time, but his own doctor, Anthony Fauci, disagreed.
You can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
Who is the president listening to? Let's bring in Washington Post health policy reporter Yasmin Abutaleb. Yasmin, let's start with Dr. Fauci missing from some daily briefings, sending many to read tea leaves. The New York Times reporting Trump is losing patience with him. What are you hearing?
Right. So, you know, Dr. Fauci has sort of emerged as the spokesperson for this pandemic, the person who's sort of willing to gently correct the president in real time. Our understanding is, you know, the president knows that Dr. Fauci has unassailable credentials and is viewed as legitimate. And I think there's a recognition within the White House that you can't get rid of him. And I think he is generally respected. But the thing we found is that, you know, the president has longer relationships with sort of economic and business executives, you know, old friends from New York, some of the economic advisors within his administration. And he's more inclined to listen to them because what they're telling him, you know, to reopen things to get the economy up and running again is more in line with what he wants to hear. And what we heard from several people, you know, within the administration and close to the administration is the scientists are generally telling Trump things he doesn't really want to hear. And the president, you know, is not someone who is exactly looking for people to speak truth to power. He doesn't like bad news, even if it's the facts. So I think, you know, he's got these longer, sort of more personal relationships with the business executives who are urging him to get the market up and going again. And the scientists are still in the room. It's just, you know, it is this tug of war where they're arguing for what makes the most sense in terms of mitigating the pandemic and making sure you don't have a catastrophe on your hands if you reopen things too quickly. But him sort of feeling like every day this goes on is a day wasted towards his reelection.
Well, but you do point out that when the scientists are in the room, he does listen respectfully to them. And this is the Oval Office where, as you and your team write, there's been this sort of gladiator scene set up where people are literally fighting to get their point of view across. And yesterday in a Fox Town Hall meeting, he tried to get Dr. Deborah Birx, also from the task force meeting, she of the many scarves. he tried to get her to criticize New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, of course, has been very critical recently of the president and the administration for not sending him enough ventilators. Trump turned to Dr. Birx and said, "Would you blame that on the governor?" Something she had said. She ignored him. And it doesn't seem as if she's going to lose her position for that.
No, I think Dr. Birx is very well respected within the administration, and generally people are very happy she's there. And I think the president does respect Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. This is more that the president wants to act more in line with his instincts. You know, he doesn't really want to be dealing with this pandemic. He wants to focus on his reelection. Obviously, the strength of the economy was such a huge selling point for him. And, you know, I think there is a lot of consternation in his camp that, you know, the way the market has fallen and the unemployment numbers that we're seeing are going to really hurt his reelection, and they sort of view it as more important to get that back up to where it was to be able to tout that on the campaign trail. And what we were told is, you know, the way the process is sort of set up is you have the public health experts and the medical experts arguing their point of view, you know, from the public health perspective, and several people who have said, if you reopen the economy, that might feel good for a few days, but then you're going to pay the price when you see how the number of cases spreads and the crush of patients on the healthcare system.
And I'm going to jump in just to ask you about that, because we had Dr. Jeffrey Shaiman on yesterday. Terrific segment. He's one of the Columbia University researchers who's been crunching the data. They came up with that great modeling showing where the coronavirus could spread if there were some interventions in April, May, or June. And in all of the modeling, it showed that the less you did, and this is starting in April when the president is thinking of stopping the restrictions, there were still clusters all across the country, not one state. He mentioned, well, out west and in these rural places, not one place doesn't have clusters. Are there Republicans speaking to him about his legacy? It's one thing for people to lose jobs. It's another thing for people to die.
I think there are some people, we know that there are some Republican lawmakers who are urging the president against this to say, you will pay the price if you prematurely do this. But I do think, you know, the people who are really bending the president's ear, and part of this is because it's in line with what he wants to hear, saying, yeah, fine, you might lose some lives, but more lives will be lost if you have extreme poverty or people out of work for extended periods of time. So there is this sort of tug of war between those two things. And the way it's set up is the public health experts firmly argue the public health point of view, the economic people firmly argue the economic point of view, and then they say it's up to the president to decide how he wants to reconcile those two things.
Yasmin Abutaleb, health policy reporter for The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the health experts may be upset, but we should point out that a Gallup poll this week shows President Trump's polls the highest of his presidency.